We're still looking at the Christmas story, Luke chapter 1, verse 30 to 31. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus." After the angel of the Lord had visited Zacharias, God paid a visit to another person, a young lady called Mary. Mary is a relative of Zacharias' wife, Elizabeth. So it would seem as if God has his eye on this family of Elizabeth and Mary. And Mary is engaged to a carpenter called Joseph. And before the marriage could be completed, she had this visit. And this visit simply said to her that she is going to carry the Son of God in her womb. But the message begins with the same caution that Zacharias was given. Don't be afraid. Don't be afraid. Because God wants us to walk by faith and not by fear. And when we receive the word of God, we receive the word of God in faith and not in fear. You check your fear out of the door and walk into the throne room of God with faith. And Mary is told that she has found favor with God. She's found God's favor. We're not told why Mary found favor with God. Was it because she was a very pious girl? Was it because she was a good girl? Did she have a good character? We don't know. But favor is favor. Favor doesn't really always play according to the rules of a person's deservedness. So we cannot say because Mary deserved this, that's why God did it for her. Then it wouldn't be favor. God's favor is God's favor. We can't buy it. We cannot negotiate for it, nor can we steal it. And when God favors somebody, you may not like it, but there's nothing you can do about it. So God says to Mary, you have found favor with God. Of all the women of history, from Eve through to Sarah and through to Esther and all the marvelous women of the Bible, up until this time, this is the one God chose. Something about God's purposes fitted this woman, and God chose her and doesn't even tell us why he chose her. And when God chose her, God says to her that you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and you call his name Jesus. So Mary, God has found favor with you, but it's not just favor for favor's sake. The favor is going to enable you to do something. You're going to have the capacity to carry something that no human being has ever carried. And that is the favor of God when it is shown to us. When God's favor comes to us, God's favor enables us to do things, carry things, conceive things, believe things that we would never be able to do in our natural strength. And I pray that the favor of God will locate you some way, somehow, that when the favor of God comes to you, you will not be afraid, that you'll receive all that God is given to you. And so in the story, we see the Most High God, the God of the universe. He wants to bring his son to the world. He wants to enter into our world. And he reaches to a very lowly woman and chooses her to do what he wants to do. There's something about God that is always baffling, that he reaches out in obscurity to bring people into the light. And he favors them. And when he favors them, there's nothing you and I can do about it. Mary, you are favored by God. And may God favor each one of us this day. In Jesus' name. Let's share a word of prayer together. Say with me, Heavenly Father, let me find favor in your sight. I receive your help and your ability to do what you want me to do. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. We'll continue our story tomorrow. I'm Pastor Mensah Otterbill. Shalom, peace, and life to you.